The one thing that I heard the most is that you pay all that money and you don't get paid. I'm like, it's not the point. I think it's like, it's the experience, the mantra of it, you know, and just getting to be able to build these friendships and this family for like the rest of your life is worth the money.
Welcome to Femme Forte, a place where we have real conversations with influential female music educators and performers. I'm your host, Amanda DeVries.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
I am so excited to have you on the show. We're doing something a little new here. We're doing a little Femme Forte shorts while we're in lull of season one and are in transition to season two. So, again, I'm so excited that we're here in Indy. Like, honestly, like, when I found out that y'all were the finalists, I was like, I have to do something with them.
Yeah.
I was like, and I wanted to make it special. And the fact that, like, you know, y'all said, oh my gosh, I love Femme Forte. I was like, oh my gosh, you've listened?
Yeah.
No way. I mean, and it's always, you know, I get to see, like, numbers of how many people listen and stuff like that, but I never get to, you know, really see who those people are. So to know that, like, people out there are listening to the show, are loving what this is representing is so cool. And yeah, I'm just, like, so excited. I'm so excited for, like, where this is heading. We have so many great things in store for season two, and it's just been an absolutely wild experience.
Yeah.
Without further ado, I'm just gonna ask you, like, how did you actually hear about the show, out of curiosity? And you can totally say through, like, Blast of Ultimate Drill Book, but yeah, like, how, I want your personal experience to know, like, how did you find out about the show?
I definitely found out through Ultimate Drill Book, like, after signing up for the giveaway, and then I was following Ultimate Drill Book, but then also following the staff and things, and then it just popped up, and I was just like, oh, okay, I can get into this, because, like, I was not, like, and I'm still not the biggest podcaster, but it's just something that, you know, like, you have to give things a chance sometimes, you know, and I really enjoyed it.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely found out through Ultimate Drill Book, and it's nice. I do like listening to podcasts every now and then, just having it, like, as a background while I'm doing something, and, yeah, like, it definitely just the meaning behind podcasts, like, you know, this podcast in general, it's nice. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, and so, I guess, like, besides finding out about the show, what made you, like it? Like, I'm, as someone who's, like, you know, made this from the ground up, like, as a host, as an editor, and has put so much love into it, like, I just wanted to, like, ask you, like, not as just a host of this show, but just me personally, who this has been, like, their baby, like, for months and months, like, what is it that you really like about this show?
I honestly really like that it's a bunch of women just talking on a camera. Like, just also, like, I am a big feminist at heart, you know, like, I know I can do anything that a man can do and just things like that. And for this to come out, it's just like, wow, this is very empowering. And, you know, it's really cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Just the meaning behind it. Like, it is very empowering. Just because you don't see that very often.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what has been, like, your personal experience, like, of why it's meant so much to you? Like, have you had any personal experiences of, like, underrepresentation of, like, you know, women and our communities, like, in your band program or even in life in general?
Honestly, you know, like, being a woman of color is, it's already a difficult thing to grasp onto in society. I've had a couple of moments, not specifically in band, maybe, like, in, like, the real world, where they're, like, there's certain, like, my mom has always raised me to be independent, because she's an independent woman. It's just me and her, and, I've just, like, heavy things I can lift, you know, fixing things I can do. She's always you know, been there to teach me those things and just made sure I knew that I can do things that a man can do. Like, I can change my tire. I can do oil changes. Like, she taught me all of those things. So I just think it's really cool. And I'm very thankful that she was able to give me all those lessons and, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely. I know I've had, well, growing up, I did have my older brother, but he was always like, you don't need to rely on a guy to do things. So, yeah, he definitely taught me how to change tire, how to do my oil changes and all that. Definitely just putting that mindset already, like, you don't have to wait for another guy to do it when I can teach you to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm jealous because I don't know how to do those things yet. Yeah, let's just, like, open the UDV van and, like, give me a lesson. I would love that. Yeah, no, that's, I'm super glad that you both, you know, have those upbringings, and that's, like, super, super cool. And so, obviously, like, as you may know, this podcast is just to, like, talk about you and your experiences and highlight you, so I'll ask Kennedy first, like, tell me a little bit, like, about yourself and how you got into music, band, and everything.
This is a long story. So in eighth grade, I was just walking in the hallway, and there was a poster saying that there was a spin clinic going on for, you know, people in middle school, at the high school. And I was like, wow, like, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to go home and I'm going to research. And I looked up, like, what is Color Guard and all these things. Like, I didn't know anything about it. And I, like, watching the first Winter Guard show that I actually watched was the Blue Maybe Brief etude, and I fell in love. And I was like, if that's what I'm going to be doing, then I want to do it. So I went to the spin clinic, and I just had a blast. And I was like, Mom, I have to do this in high school. Like, please let me do it. And unfortunately, my freshman year, I didn't get to spin Color Guard just because they wanted me to, you know, get a feel for a new setting and things like that. But I was so persistent with asking them, like, can I do it next year? Can I do it next year? And they saw that I was very determined, and they let me go to auditions, and it just took off from there. I've had a blast. Like, I am obsessed with Color Guard. It is basically my life. I can watch Winter Guard. I can watch Drum Corps all day. Me and my friends, like, we'll hang out, we'll, like, go out to eat, we'll come back, we'll watch Color Guard. Like, we won't even watch regular TV. It's just YouTube on all day, any Color Guard, and that's all we talk about, really, is Color Guard. So just having friends that love it as much as I do and are passionate and just know as much as I do, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I started... I didn't know Color Guard in, I think it was in middle school, but I was on the dance team. Mm. So they were like, hey, like, the middle school is going to perform at the high school. So then when I went and we were going to perform, we saw that the Color Guard had performed before us and, like, their marching band. And I was just like, this is kind of like what I do, but, like, this is the kind of looks better. Cool, yeah. So I was just like, I kind of want to try it. So then my friend texted me because she was in Color Guard, and she was just like, hey, yeah, you should just come. You should try it. And... well, the band director then, because it's a different one now, she was just like, yeah, like, you definitely try it. And I made varsity that year just because I think I had that dance background, and, you know, you kind of need that.
Yeah,
so from then on, like, it just went up from there. Like, I definitely, you can see so many, like, just bands and just, like, even Winter Guards, like, just come in. Because we even, for our Winter Guard, my sophomore year, they had gotten Invictus, which is, like, one of, like, the top ones, at least in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm. And I love Invictus. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, they came down, and, well, at least, like, three of them came down, and they had taught us, and they taught our show. They did the drill and then the choreo, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. So then I just went on an Invictus craze, and then we got a new director, and she worked with one of the Origins directors, Jeffrey. Yeah, Jeffrey Sperling, and he was just like, no, then I went on this Origins craze, and, like, it definitely, like, Origins, Invictus, it's amazing. They're both amazing. Like, watching them perform, and they're really good.
I think, like, honestly, I think my crave for Color Guard really, like, pushed me. I was like, I want to be so good. Like, I mean, you can only get better. And coming in my sophomore year, I was scared because, you know, mm-hmm. most people start their freshman year yeah. and I didn't know anyone on the team. Like, you know, the freshmen moving into the sophomore, their sophomore year had already, you know, clicked and things. So I was just really afraid. And that's when I met my best friend, Kayla. Kayla was the captain of the guard, and they just really invested in me and really helped get me going. And I was not expecting to make varsity my first year of color guard ever. I was like, this is not happening right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just so excited. I just think your drive and your love for the sport can really, like, get mm-hmm. you there, whether you think you can do it or not, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really, like, interesting, because for me, I'm not a color guard person, so I think it's, like, really cool, like, meeting other people who are really passionate about it. I mean, there's so many opportunities, and, like, even, like, the whole, like, indoor, like, winter guard stuff, I did indoor, like, but for percussion. And yeah. so, like, that's, like, I feel like is, like, kind of different. And so, like, being that both of you have been in winter guard, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Have both of you participated in WGI?
Yeah. Yeah, I was, we went to finals this past winter, which was that was my first time in finals. And wow. it was awesome. It was the crowd's energy, like, it was crazy. I never thought I would have even been there because I started watching Winter Guard, you know, in watching them in UD Arena, and I was like, I want to get there, and I got there, and it was just like, this is such a surreal moment, you know.
I think definitely directors give you that big push because if they think that you can do it, then you're like, well, then I can do it. Yeah. So it's, and then especially having directors that are both like women that have that drive that like. That makes you want to push and do it.
Yeah. So, like, on that note, like, how has, like, I guess, like, what has the impact have been? Or, like, how has it, you know, have they been, like, a role model for you, like, being, like, your leaders or, like, instructors?
It's honestly, it feels like you're doing it for your mom. It's that's how close and that's how, like, how bad you want to do it for them, you know? Yeah.
Like, color guard is a family. There's never a point in time where you go to a winter guard competition and you see someone being snarky. It's always, good luck, like, have a great show. And it just feels like everywhere, any color guard that you run into, it feels like family because we all are here to do the same thing. We're all trying to get, like, we're going towards the same goal. And it's just, like, we all love this sport, you know? And just being surrounded by people who love it just as much as you, it's amazing, you know? And just being color guard geeks is the best.
it's funny, because you can be, like, about to perform, or you're going to be, like, doing your warm-ups, and, like, the other guard, like, or the previous guard, or the one next to you, like, behind you, will be like, good luck, have a good show, and it's just, it is honestly amazing, it's uplifting.
The best part about going to winter guard, because, like, you might not even, like, of course, you might not even know these people, and they'll still be like, good luck, you know, or you might be in competition with them, they might be beating you, or you might be beating them, and you still give that positive energy, because it's just a family aspect.
No, that's super cool. I only have a few friends that are in color guard, and I've heard, like, a little bit about their experience, but it's really cool to, like, connect with other people, and, like, really, like, see the impact that it has, like, on their lives. So, like, going into that, like, talk about your most recent, like, WGI experience. I know you touched base a little bit on that, but I just want, because I don't know, like, what organization were you a part of? Like, what was y'all show about? And, like, what was, like, the whole season for you?
So, I was with Edge Independent Open this past winter. Our show was a Western theme. It was basically about this woman discovering this abandoned Western town and like trying to explore it and all of the like ghosts and us like just trying to welcome her in like, oh, you should come, like you should stay with us and you know, stuff like that. And just her exploring this forbidden place and eventually towards the end she's like, well, I gotta move on to the next town. So and if you watch we turned the stadium black. We had these tarps that covered our props and we folded up the floor to the back part, which is black. And at the end of the show, the whole state, like everything's disappeared. Like when she turns back, it's all gone. And it was just, it was amazing. Like like just being in finals, that was my dream. And it was an amazing experience, like being able to know that my guard is on YouTube, just like all the other guards that I've been watching, and that is going to be there forever. It's just very impactful, and it just reminds me to like keep pushing and doing your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm just very proud for my university's team, just because this was our first year and we were able to like get first at the TCGC championships. And like our show was basically, it was more not really like what it is. It was more like an atmosphere type thing when they were explaining it. It's called Heavenly Day, and it was kind of like you're just having, yeah, like a nice day. Like you think of when you're walking down like the park and you're just having like this wonderful day. Like it's just more of like a mood. It's like a setting. Feel. Yeah, like, it's a feeling. Yeah. So we had these nice, really pretty like blue and white dresses. They had little like floral print on them. They kind of looked like those like porcelain,
like the vase, like
yeah. Okay. Yeah, it looked like that. We had these like sunflower silks, these other like garden type of silks, and we had this prop where it was a bench, so like some people would be on it or doing stuff with it, and like or dancing around it. It was very cute. And from the beginning we kept getting third from, like, I think it was Sam Houston, another Austin one, and then another one I don't remember. But then eventually, yeah, we climbed up and we got first. Yeah. And, like, just representing the Valley and being like, hey, like, we can do hard things. Mm-hmm. We can grow, you know?
Especially, like, your first year out. Like, I know that's very, like, intimidating. Like, oh, like, these people have been here, you know? And just coming into it, like, that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Like, being in the Reed Arena, and we're just, like, lined up. And then when they announced us, like, there were some people that were like, huh?
Yeah,
who are you guys? yeah, it was really
that's
funny.
Awesome.
Yeah,
no, that's really cool. And I think like y'all's wins program, like UTRGV, like wins, like they, I think they've been to like Dayton.
Yeah, I think it was multiple times. I think.
Yeah, and so like it's really cool because I actually know someone. He used to go there. Her name's Andrea Davila, and she was like the media.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you know her.
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second. So it was funny. I on my Instagram, she tagged me because she works for PI now, but she was on the field when y'all were doing the obstacle course. And so I got to, like, say hi to her briefly, but, like, she, like, tagged me, like, on the sidelines because I was filming with.
Cool.
Yeah. So, actually, I met her. We were at Guardians Camp together, and we had auditioned in the front ensemble. And so, like, yeah, like, we kind of just, like, kind of clicked when we were auditioning together and then, you know, exchanged social media. And, like, literally, that was, like, I think in 2016. And so we've known each other since then, and you know, have been, you know, in band for a long time, just kind of kept that connection. So no, that's super cool.
Yeah.
I know band is like such a small world.
I mean honestly, like the connections are everlasting. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I would know all these people forever.
Yeah,
like, and just seeing like my coaches or like anybody in general, like talking to people, or when Luke and Josh were running into like people that they've like either taught or like marched with, it's so cool.
Yeah,
like,
and they're just saying hi to everybody.
Yes,
and you're
like,
just like
all these people, like
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, like me having worked here for over a year now, like I'm starting to get that too, where I'll know like at certain events I'm, you know, always gonna see this person. And it's like it's so unique too, because like I have a bunch of friends that like are not involved with band like at all, that just like don't get it. Mm-hmm. And like I think that's what makes it such a special thing, is that, you know, it's kind of like this like inside joke, or like internal group thing.
It's something
where
you only get.
Mm-hmm. Like, exactly where like, you know, the community and like the experiences we can always bond on, and like you really, when you think about it, can't replicate that like anywhere else, which is like super cool, and like why I have, you know, stayed in the activity for so long.
I think it's really hard to get people who have never done it to understand the aspect of it. I know for me, honestly, it's kind of hard, like maybe family members that, you know, mm-hmm. I don't see very often. You know, they'll ask about it. And I'm like, yeah, it's this. And we'll get to talking about it at another family function. And they're like, what's that dance thing you do? I'm
yeah.
Like, you know what? And at that point, I'm just like,
it's yeah, good.
It's fine. Like, you know, I let them, you know, it's really, I don't know. It's hard to get them to understand, like, how meaningful it feels to be in this large community, like, worldwide, mm-hmm. that is, like, that they love the same thing that you do, and, like, just meeting other people that do it, they're so welcoming, you know? And y'all can just get to talking about Color Guard mm-hmm. all day. It's awesome.
Yeah, like, for me, no, I, like, resonate that with that, like, 100%, because, like, when I talk to my family or my friends, and, you know, you talk about getting up at 3 a.m. Yeah. for, like, a competition, or, like, even when I try to, you know, tell them what drum corps is, I'm like, think about marching band on steroids, yeah. or it's, like, you know, or even, like, DCI, it's, like, the Super Bowl for marching yeah. band, and they're like, wait, but, like, the performers pay money and have to audition yeah. to be a part of it, like, it's so, like, it's so hard to explain yeah. to, like, the general public that it's like you yeah, just have to love the activity yeah. and be passionate about it, because it's so worth it.
The
right?
one thing that I heard the most is that you pay all that money and you don't get paid. I'm like, it's not yeah. the point. I think it's, like, it's the experience, yeah, like, definitely. The mantra of it, you know, and just getting to be able to build these friendships and this mm-hmm. family for, like, the rest of your life is worth the money.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Like, the money will come back, you know? Like, it's going to come back
yeah,
at some
I think,
point.
And I think, this can go technically for anybody who chooses to pursue anything else outside of music. But, like, really, like, when you get those experiences, like, as a musician, you understand that performance energy and, like, you are trained, at least from what I've seen, and you've gone to rehearsals, you are really trained, like, professionals there, where they, like, they whip you into shape kind
right,
of thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, you take that with you and that training with you. And, you know, outside of that, like, the leadership skills and the work ethic and the hard work, and even, like, what we were talking about earlier about public speaking, like,
yeah.
that performance energy, like, should you ever have to move on from this and not and choose not to do music, like, it's those memories that will still stick with you. You know,
definitely
down the road.
I think this sport, like, one thing that I can take from it is time management. Like, before yeah. I started doing Color Guard, I didn't have no management of my time. And it's just like, you can't be to practice late.
Yeah.
You have to get there.
Yeah.
So, that and just also, like, team building. Because, you know, like, in middle school, you'll go to PE and you'll be on a kickball team. And it's just like, whoa, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, you kicked the ball the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, and here it's just like, you can't do that. You have
yeah.
to be uplifting it mm-hmm. every sort of way. Like, even if something's wrong or even if something's not going mm-hmm. y'all's way, if y'all stay positive, it's fine.
Yeah, it's definitely discouraging when you're trying to, like, help your teammate and then they're just kind of like, well,
yeah.
I feel like I'm better than you. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, like,
I
genuinely want to help my teammate mm-hmm. out, because there's no point in having a teammate that is
yeah.
like get gradually
no
getting lower.
There's no I in team, guys.
Yeah, like
there's no I in team.
It's nice to
yeah.
to have that still that community of trying mm-hmm. to, like, uplift, yeah, like,
yeah.
a team.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, like, I didn't really have a direction for where this was going to go, but, like, I think it's cool. Like, it's just, like, cool because I know, like, we do a lot of, you know, the Torfy giveaway stuff and all that, but I think it's just cool to, like, talk to you. Yeah, I will say, even though I promised you we're not really going to do Torfy giveaway stuff right now, I will only ask you one question, was, like, I know for me, again, when I found out that, like, y'all were the finalists, like, I always strive and push for, like, women representation, like, as a part of our finalists, and it's been cool, like, the last couple years now, we've had, like, really strong women representation, but, like, I, like, for whatever reason, like, just, like, it's just how y'all are grateful to be a part of this experience, like, it's super grateful for me to, like, get to know you both. I mean, obviously, like, you know, with Ethan, like, I was so inspired by each and every one of your stories, but as someone who, like, really values and wants to spotlight women, like,
yeah.
I was so excited to get to, like,
yeah.
meet y'all.
Yeah.
So, like, just as y'all were excited to meet us, I was just like, I can't wait to see the finalists. I've seen, like, all the, I've seen them on Instagram.
Right.
I can't wait to meet them in person. Like,
yeah.
it's, you know, just as much as y'all hype us, like, I hype y'all. And it's just, like, it's been a crazy experience, and it's been such a wonderful time, like, getting the chance to, like, know and talk to both of y'all.
This has been awesome.
No, it honestly has, like, just everything. It's just, it's not real. Like, even when we were just, like, in the, just the stadium, and people were approaching us, and they're like, hey, I'm this. And they asked to take a picture with us, and we're just like, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's true. Y'all are here. Y'all are superstars. I mean, y'all, again, like, deserve the recognition. So it's so cool to, like, you know, that's, you know, of course, like, we capture this on a media side, but, like, yeah, like, y'all feeling like a celebrity, like, we want to highlight y'all. We want to, like, make y'all feel like a celebrity, because, like, I don't know how you feel about this, but I can bet that after this experience, when you go home, like, you're gonna get recognized by way other, like, different strangers.
Man, that's
crazy. I know, like, I mean, this truly is, like, a life-changing experience, and not saying that you will become a just different person or whatever, but you'll, like, we want this to be so special to where this is, like, the pivotal moment in your life that will take you on to do even better and bigger things.
Yeah. I think, like, this experience is, like, awesome, and I get a new friend out of
this. Yeah, you know, like,
this is awesome.
Like, we, like, there's no way that it's, like, it's so nice to have people that it's, like, you're passionate about something. Like, there was just one girl, like, like, even when Kennedy was crying, I was like, no, don't cry. It's nice. And then, like, especially, like, next year, like, we're going to even see, like, Ethan. Yeah. Like, it's just going to be us, and we're just going to be, like,
We know each other. Yeah, we went, like, through this whole experience, and just, like, we always talk about, and, like, being in the stadium, we're like, we're gonna be here next year.
Yeah, like we definitely, like, need to take a picture. Like we're definitely just gonna keep in touch. Like,
yeah, and, like, you know, y'all got to meet Alex Hun last night. I'm not sure if any of the previous giveaway
there was
people...
somebody that actually I can't remember their name, but
was it Boston? Or are you talking about last year?
No, last night, I was by the crown booth, and someone tapped my shoulder, and she was like, are you part of the UDB Tour Fee giveaway? Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah. She was like, yeah, I did that, like, 2 years ago. I was one of the finalists.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like, that is so cool. You know, I just think it's amazing that people recognize, and they're, like, still very grateful to have done it. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome.
It's definitely a gateway, like,
yeah,
like, this is how we're gonna get in there, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure people at home listening and watching are, like, are gonna ask you this question, and so I want you to both answer with as much advice as you can give. If someone's like, how do I be a part of that, like what if they, like, you know, I know for me, and what we've seen a lot in our community is, like, this imposter syndrome of, like, you know, not thinking that great things like this can happen, but, like, really, like, you know, it doesn't really, you don't have to be this big famous person or, like, have this, you know, spontaneous whatever to be a part of this. So, kind of from your personal take, like, what is something, like, of, or advice you would give someone who wants to be a part of this next year?
I would definitely say, because doubt was, like, definitely for me, like, I for did sure, have yeah. that doubt. I was like no way they would pick me. This is, like, there's going to be so many applicants. Like, no way they're going to do it. And just the fact that, like, yeah, nothing can happen if you don't do anything about it. Like, I wasn't going to get picked if I didn't submit my application. Like, I had to do it. Like,
yeah.
It's definitely just, if you, like, you should just put that doubt behind you. Like, just expect the best things for you. And, like, they'll come. For sure. They'll definitely come.
I think imposter syndrome is, like, a thing that a lot of people struggle with in color guard. They're like, I just don't think I can make it. Like, you know, trying out for a team and even this, you know, and just having someone, like, anybody that's there, like, you can do this, like, telling you can do it. It's very reassuring, you know, and I just feel like YOLO. Like, I will tell people, like, this is something I say all the time. I'm like, my motto is YOLO. Like, if I had a senior quote, that would definitely be, like, my senior quote.
Yes.
Even though we didn't do them, like, I wish we did, because that would be something that I would pick. But you never, like I was saying, like, you never know until you do it, you know? You can't be like, oh, I wonder what would happen. You can't wonder. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, even if it seems like it's unreachable to you, still do it, you know, because somebody's going to reach it, and it could be you, you know, just having that, like, you, if you feel interested in it, just go for it. Yeah. You know, you wouldn't have that interest if you didn't think that you could do it, you know? Huh.
Yeah. That's definitely true, yeah. Like, I read this Latin quote, I think it's called Ad Milora. I put that on my Instagram bio just because it means onto better things. Mm-hmm. And it's just, every day, it's just, there's something better about the day that just goes on. So it's like, I live by that, just onto better things.
Like, it's just about, like, pushing yourself. Like, you can't grow unless you do things that are uncomfortable, you know, or things that seem like, oh, like, that's a bit much, you know? Mm. Just go for it.
Absolutely. Well, I can't wait for y'all to meet the people next year. I mean, y'all definitely got to come up to the booth so next year and, like, do, like, the celebratory pass off. Yeah. Like, congratulations. I was here once. Yeah. No, I'm so glad that you talked about, like, someone else coming up to you and saying hi. That's so cool. Like, that's what we wanted to try to create here, is that, like, that, you know, hashtag UDB family. Yeah. But we're going to, I want a hashtag Femme Forte family is what I want. that's so, so cool. And again, I just want to thank you guys so much for, like, all the support that you have given this podcast, like, just early on, and, like, being a part of this entire experience. Again, like, it's been wonderful to get to know you both, and I can't wait to see what more y'all do in the future.
Yeah, I think we're very grateful, like, just getting this, like, it's awesome.
I know, it's definitely, I feel so spoiled, like, like, I feel like tonight I'm just gonna be here and just, wow.
Oh, I'm in a daze, like, it's crazy.
It's been a daze,
Out of curiosity, not exactly sure how much you have seen of the show, but I just want to hear from people. What do you want to see? What are some things
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I think just the women representation is, like, enough. Like, it does it for me.
That's the main thing. Yeah. Like, that's what got me hooked already. Mm-hmm. Just because seeing it from the Ultimate Drill book and then having that, and it's just like, that's interesting. Yeah. Like, you don't.
You should do
that.
Like, you know, like public. What do they do? Like on YouTube, they do like those, public surveys, or like they'll just go up to people and like ask them like that. I feel like that would be pretty cool.
Or even just like a couple.
Yeah, like not even like for a podcast, just for like little posts you could do.
Yeah,
like I feel like that'd be so fun.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
Yeah. Awesome. And then last final question. When this, and if this gets out, where can people find you? Social media, you want to plug anything?
Yeah, this is my, let's see, well, my Instagram is my name. I think it's rosie.garcia with two A's at the end. That's everything, all my socials.
My Instagram handle, y'all listen, because this is
it's long.
It's K-E-N. This is all lowercase. KEN.A.DIE_ or you can just search up KENADIE Edwards. I should pop up. That's usually what I use anyway. My Facebook is my name, Kennedy Edwards.
Femme Forte is produced and hosted by me, Amanda DePuis. Theme song is by Demons Win. For more information, follow us on social media @Femme Forte Podcast and ShryTV.com.